Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Thank you, Lord, that we can come together. Thank you, Lord, that your Spirit is with us. And as we, Lord, are here, Lord, that we may open our heart to your word, to be able to receive it, to be able to appropriate it, to be able, Lord, to connect with you, because that is the critical part of everything that we do in terms of receiving the direction, receiving the understanding, receiving, Lord, what your Spirit is guiding us to do. Because this is how the church today should operate, how your body is going to be able to do the things that you're calling it to do. We just praise you and thank you for what you have done. And thank you, Lord, for the things you're going to do today. We just pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right. We're going to continue on the things that we started last week. That is receiving, you know, the law of receiving from God. Okay. And see different things about that. Okay. There is probably that's one of the topics that's most important for us to be able to develop and grow the way God wants us to. I'm sure it is. That's it. All right. Last week, we were, you know, focusing on the impact of Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Okay, and it says, you know, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, for not of works, lest anyone should boast. You know, the idea, the important thing is to understand that when we receive things from God and God wants to minister to us, wants to bring us salvation, bring us freedom from all the bondages, we cannot do it by our own effort. We cannot do it by our own strength. We cannot do it by religion in general. We have to do it by our connection and relationship with him. It's a supernatural activity that needs to be taking place. Supernatural result should be taking place in us. Praise the Lord. And so, you know, we had to allow him to do connect with him. Okay. The problem that is a common problem is what Paul was pointing out to the Galatians, the church of Galatia. We start in the spirit, and then our flesh takes over. And then we forget, you know, the way we started, and we start to try to do things in our own strength. Okay, in Galatians 3:2, he said very clearly, this is, I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? You see, our works, okay, the works of the law, okay, does not save us, cannot change us, cannot empower us, okay? And this is really, you know, the something that we have to understand, okay, that we have to apply, you know, to know how to apply it and not to fall into that mistake that is the natural way for us to function. We are used, walking in this world, to work, to operate, to function depending on our senses, what we see, what we hear, what we, you know, all the different senses that we have, you know, they determine, you know, input that we process, and then automatically we act according to what those senses tell us. And that's not going to work for spiritual things, because there is all a dimension, all of things that are happening that we don't see. And we have to deal with those things, because those are the ones that determine the things that happen in the physical. We have to understand that, okay? And so we have to learn to understand that the Holy Spirit is critical in our walk today. The church without the Holy Spirit is not any different than anything that happened in the Old Testament. The church should function, every member of the church should learn to connect with the Holy Spirit, to have his input in our thinking, in our direction, in our understanding, in the things that we do day by day. Because we cannot go by our thinking, by our figuring out with our mind. Our mind is limited because our mind is trained by our senses. We have to learn to connect with the spiritual dimension. We have to learn to connect with God and the Holy Spirit. This is why Jesus said, you know, it is expedient for me to go, because if I don't go, you won't be able to get the Holy Spirit. I cannot send you the Holy Spirit. Okay? And you see that, the great difference between New Testament and Old Testament. The way people function. That doesn't mean that not everybody got input by the Holy Spirit, but was completely different, the relationship that they had with the Holy Spirit. First of all, only a few people had it. Now, if you are born again, and that's what we all should be, if you are born again, then we should have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us all the time to guide us moment by moment, if we listen, if we are aware and sensitive to his being there. Because according to our own thinking, our own ideas, the things that we come generally from, the things that our senses come about, what we are going to do is to have a list of things. You know, like, and I did do that, and this, and that, and that. What about if you miss something? Actually, if you miss something that is critical. Because often the things that you are focusing on may not be necessarily the things that you should be looking at. Because there is somebody that likes to deceive and likes to distract and likes to make you look at things that appear important, but actually they're completely secondary because the real stuff is going on underneath. And that's the way he functioned from the very beginning. He's a liar, he's a deceiver. And if you are not aware of that, even in the world, somebody deceiving is going to actually use that distraction to take advantage of you. And we have to realize that, and we have to be able to connect with actually what is important. What is critical? Are you following what I'm saying? See, because in James chapter 2, verse 10 says clearly, "For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point is guilty of all." So it doesn't matter, you see, if you miss the important point and you try to do it that way, you are never going to be able to make it. So we had to learn to actually be sensitized by the Holy Spirit on the things that we should be really focusing on and should be dealing with, getting his direction on how to go about doing these things. Praise the Lord. Last week we just focused on the fact that, you know, we need both grace and faith. And those two things need to be in cooperation, working together, because they work completely differently. But if they're not together, nothing happens. If you have only grace, is what God promised, what God has done for us, and you don't have faith to receive it, nothing is going to happen. This is what the world does. Jesus died for everybody, but unless they connect with what Jesus did and then believe in him by faith, they are not going to benefit from what he has done. But you know, at the same time, if you don't know what God has done for you, and you know, you are trying to work up you know, and get things done, you know, you end up falling by following all the rules and the regulation and the religious stuff that you think about. It doesn't work anyway because you are not connecting with what God has done already. So these are the things that we have to remember. And we saw the way Paul put it together, and that was a way of representing. We're going to see somebody else, Peter, the way he puts it together and shows us the same thing, but within a different perspective. Because when sometimes when, you know, we need to understand something that is not necessarily that easy to get, it's good that we see different way of expressing it. Okay. So in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says there, you see, he focuses, okay, not on what we had to do or what, you know, we focus on what God has done already. And this is grace. Okay. But says, you know, as his divine power has given to us, past tense, you see, that's what grace is. God has done it already. And he has provided for us. Okay. He has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So God has taken care of all our needs. But the fact that he has done that doesn't mean that we actually receive those things. We need to know what is there. So, you know, this is where the word comes in. This is where, you know, we connect with the word and we figure out what he has done for us. Okay, what is grace is, according to, you know, the way Paul said it last week for us as we were going through it. Okay, so he has given the grace that is provided to us for everything that we need for life and godliness. Can you say that? Everything.
Everything.
For life and godliness. I mean, do you believe that? I mean, the question is, do you believe that is more important to you? Have you experienced that? That God has provided everything that you need for life and godliness. Because it can be something different for somebody else. Your needs may be different from somebody else because you are in a different situation. Are you following me? Well, he has provided whatever you ask. You are not a special case. He knows exactly what is needed, what you need. And he has provided exactly what you need, but you have to know what he has provided for you. So you need to know the word in which that is described. Okay. It says, how do you do that? He has given to us all things for life and godliness, but do we really receive that yet? Okay. How you do, you know? Through, the way he does it, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. So, you see, he has given to us, okay, and he did it by the knowledge. We had to have the understanding of what is given to us, and we had to have the understanding on how we are going to receive it. Okay, and this is the knowledge of him. See, we can see Jesus operating in his walk. And his way of walking, he showed us how to receive things from the Father by connecting with him. Are you with me yet? See, that's important for us to understand. We have to, that connection with God is critical for us to actually receive the things that God has already prepared and done and finished for us to take. And they will not be in the physical manifestation yet, but they are on the spiritual dimension. They are already ready for you to take. You take it by faith, according to what Paul explained as well. Okay. And he shows, you know, and then expands on that. It says, by which, verse 4, okay, by which has been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. So this is what is given to us. If we see any promise of God that is given in the Bible, that means those things are actually there for you, ready to pick up. You don't need to put the order in. This is done already, and it's ready. You, the only thing you have to know is to know how to go and pick it up, how to take it. Lambano, actually, you know, to appropriate the things that he has already done for you. But if you don't know, if you don't have the knowledge, actually, the things that he has promised, the promise is pretty clear to figure out in the Bible. Okay, and we have to really understand how by faith we connect with God and we materialize those things. Okay, now let's continue here. How we put ourselves in the position to receive. Let me continue here. You know, that through this, you may be partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You see, we don't need to lust after things. We can be partaker of the divine nature. That means, you know, that we actually, the supernatural power of God that created these things for us, and that is, they are all available in the spiritual dimension, is for us to take. So that we can manifest this supernatural power that God has given us, you know, because it's available to us as we connect with Him. Praise the Lord. See, He's there. These promises there are yea and amen for us in Christ Jesus. So we don't need to be there. Oh, can I get it? How can I? You know, I don't know how to get it. We don't need to be there concerned about it. We have to just be able to connect with Him, because through Him we are going to be able to receive them. And here, Peter expresses it in a slightly different way and may be confusing to put the two things together. So we are going to see. But the fact is that we have to know that we don't need to last for anything, because everything that we need for life, all our needs are provided for. All of them. And this is the place we have to start believing. We have to start taking that position. We have to trust that God loves us, and that God is going to take care of all our needs. And that He has done it already, and He's there for us to pick up all what we need. I think that's a pretty, you know, it's something that we have to take position ourselves. Because if we don't know what there is, we don't know that it's already available. We don't know that God is waiting for us to take these things. We may have difficulty in receiving, and some people have difficulty in receiving from God. And this is not what God wants. God wants to bless us with all the blessings in heavenly places that are provided for us. Hallelujah. But it's the Spirit, and He works in the Spirit. We are people which are both spirit and body, and we had to transfer those things from the spiritual dimension to the physical dimension. And that is our responsibility. That is how we take, how we lambano, how we appropriate the things that God wants to give us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So how does Peter says that we should do? Following verse. But also this for this very reason, I mean, to be able to do that. Huh? Giving all diligence. So that's one thing that we had to put in. We had to be diligent in what we are doing. We had to be putting ourselves in it, okay. Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Does it sound to be legalistic? Does it sound to be, my goodness, you know, I had to put all these things there. I hear people responding to that. when you read this kind of a list. The point is, they miss the point. They try to do those things by their ability, by their strength. If you are not born again, you don't have those things, and forget it, you can't get it. But it seems to me that expands a bit on even what Paul said. Because that you had to have all these elements there that are going to put you in the position in which you can receive. Now, do you have all those things? I said, well, I don't know. Well, that's the problem. If you do, what are those things? Are not physical things. Are spiritual things. Actually, they are the fruit of the Spirit. I have to say that again. All those things that are listed there, this seems to me so difficult to put together, are just nothing else than the fruit of the Spirit that a born-again believer should be already in us. If you don't know that they are there, you don't know enough to be able to, that knowledge is missing. What you have to do is to learn to be those things that are there already to be manifested in you. To choose and to know that you actually have all of them already in there, in your spirit. And in that spirit, okay, they can manifest yourself as you choose to allow them to be and know that are there. But it's a choice you make. They are there in your spirit, but you can start living them up, allowing them to be there with you. Okay? You choose to manifest them within yourself. They are not physical things. It's a question of attitude and position that you take. You see, what is important that you are aligned with God's way in your position, in your attitude. Are you following what I'm saying? If you do not, if your attitude, which is your inner being, does not line up with the Word of God, does not line up with the way God thinks and the position is, you are not going to be in the position to have what? Faith. You are not in the position to have the ability to have the right relationship with others. But everything goes and starts with the fact that you understand that your born-again spirit within yourself has all the fruit of the Spirit, that the fruit, a tree, produces fruit without any effort. You know, it doesn't make an effort to create an apple for an apple tree. If you are an apple tree, what you're going to do is make apples. If you are born again and the love of God is in you because you received the all of, you know, the love of God is being spread in the, by the Holy Spirit in your heart, you better let that come out because it's there. Faith is there too. It's a fruit of the Spirit. See, what the fact is, you know, both, everything, the way you're going to get anything is really to connect with the reality inside you of your spirit, realizing what is in your spirit today as a born-again believer, and allow that thing to start go ruling and operating in you and trusting that God is going to guide you And the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you. And you are trusting God to show and manifest the things that you need. And the thing is, the interesting thing, why I like to call them attitudes. Because you can detect. You can be aware. See, what your spiritual walk, you can listen carefully to this. Your spiritual walk should be a walk with the Holy Spirit if you're going to get anything that God wants to give you. If you want to have that relationship with Him, with the Holy Spirit, He's going to naturally, these things are going to be naturally coming out, manifesting. Not only those attitude, but the supernatural result that deals with your needs. Are you still with me? You see, it's not your effort. By faith, you know, and grace. Yeah, but it's not your faith. It's just God, as a born-again believer, has put faith inside you, has put love inside you, has put patience inside you, has put self-control inside you, if you choose to walk according to it. You have a choice. But it's easy to recognize what your attitude is. We are not abstract. We are not, you know, lots of people say, well, you know, you have to develop love. That's not Christianity. You walk by love because God is love and God is inside you and He's going to come out of you that way. See, it's not religion. It's not that you are trying to do something. It's not. It's just that you allow, you recognize what's going on. How do you walk in the Spirit? Tell me. You walk in the Spirit by choosing to do things that the right way, by becoming aware of what's going on inside you. Instead of there having the list to tick off every day for 360 different things that you have to do, make sure that you don't do any. No, you just make sure that there is love inside you. You just make sure that there is trust in God inside you, that you have the patience inside you. Oh, are you getting impatient? No, no, just cut that off. Are you following what I'm saying? See, there is no anymore a question of knowing all the things you have to do. Is your attitude right? Are you aware of what's going on inside you? Because you cannot walk in the Spirit if you are not aware of what's going on there. This is a spiritual walk that we have to walk as believers. It's not just physical. The physical is the result, is the outcome, is the final end of the story, but that's not important. If you try to behave right, instead of changing your attitude, behavior modification, let them, the psychologists, do it. That's not Christianity. That can be religion, but not Christianity. But when you are connected with God in your heart and you allow the fruit of the Spirit that you know, there are not that many. And when someone, one of them is off, you know pretty well. When you are impatient, I don't need to come and tell you that you are impatient. You know it very well. When you are not very loving and you are there, you know, in a bad mood, tell me, you know, do I have to come and tell you? You know exactly well what's happening. Why? Because your conscience is working inside you to show you what your attitude is. Conscience shows you, you see, conscience means, you know, two awareness of two things. That's right and wrong. And you know, I'm off. Choose life, not death. That's what even Deuteronomy said, Old Testament. But they didn't have the understanding we have today about, and we didn't have, they were in the spirit, were not born again spirit. So they weren't so sensitive about knowing what's going, be able to see what was going on inside them. Are you following what I'm saying? You see how different this is from, you know, telling somebody, do this, and the other thing, and the other thing, and all the law, and all the principle, and all the thing, and you're going to be crazy trying to follow up because you're going to forget something, you missed one, the whole thing is gone. Does it make sense what I'm saying? See, what I'm talking about is simply walking in communion with the Holy Spirit, with the Father, and with Jesus. This is the teaching that Jesus gave at the last, at the very Last Supper when he, you know, communicated in chapter 6, 13 to 17. You know, he just said, you know, be, you are the branches, I am the vine. You are connected. If you are not connected, well, if you are not connected, that means the fruit of the Spirit are not going to be there. You want to see the manifestation of the natural power, supernatural power of God working in you, producing miracles in your life, you better walk in the Spirit because otherwise you are going to just dream about getting it, getting nowhere. I mean, that's lots easier than trying to put something together, you know, and just see what's going on inside you and says, is this God's way? Is this a fruit of the Spirit in my life? Or is this a work of the flesh? That's not that difficult. And when you have one of those things, you know, both that and the opposite, choose that instead of what the enemy wants you to use. If you have unbelief, choose belief. If you have resentment, choose love. If you read, when is that going to happen, and you are impatient, shoot patience. And control your mind to line up with what your spirit has already, because it's there. If you are born again, it's there. You have to start believing that. If you don't believe that, then you don't understand what being born again means, what you have in Christ. Are you there this morning? Did I say something so different, so new that, you know, they're looking at me with wide open eyes? This is walking in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Walking in the Spirit, walking in communion. See, John 16:8 says it very, very well there. You know, when he has come, the Holy Spirit, he will convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. This is what's going on inside us, inside you, moment by moment, if you have the Holy Spirit, unless you make him shut up and says, you know, I don't want to hear it. You're listening to something else. Okay. Sin because you don't believe in me. When you don't have faith, that's what happens. You end up sinning. Righteousness is what you got now. And so you should be in the position of righteousness, not coming from you, but the one that he has, his righteousness. And judgment, you know, you are making the right judgment. You know what is right and what is wrong because your conscience is activated and you are aware of what's going on. Praise the Lord. It says, I will have many things, Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. And this is true for us anytime. You see, we need the Holy Spirit to guide us. We need the Holy Spirit to show us the things that we need to understand. This is why it's given to us. See, if we don't need the Holy Spirit If we don't connect with the Holy Spirit, we cannot walk in the Spirit. It's not something that we do mentally. It's not something that we do because we make a decision and we figure it out with our own strength. No, we have to be sensitive. We have to be connecting. It's not external rules that we follow. It's the internal conviction. You see, he is going convicting us of the things that we have to understand. We have to become sensitive to what the conviction is inside us. You see, the Holy Spirit is our GPS. Okay, what does GPS do? You know, you see it there and you see where you are. Maybe off-road, and there is a place where you have to go to. And there are two things you see, the things where you are and where you should be. And you better do something, turn around, and go in the right direction. And this is the thing you do because you have the Holy Spirit. Because moment by moment, he guides you in the right direction. And when you get off and you may be distracted, you know, you keep going down in that direction for a while. But after a while, you see that you're really so far off. That even if you are distracted, your attention is going to be pulled there. And if your attention is going to be pulled there, what happens? What you're going to do is, you know what to do. And that's the critical thing for you to do. If you don't do it, you get even worse off. Are you following what I'm saying? See, this is not following the law. This is not being legalistic. This is being sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is, that the helper, the one that guides us into all truth. That's the way he's going to guide us into all truth. We cannot go to get to the things that we have to do by any other way. Praise the Lord. Okay, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth, and he will speak not on his own. The authority word there is not in the original. Okay, he was not going to come out with any new things. He's going to tell you exactly the things that have been there in the Word all the time. That's what it means, that. Okay? And whatsoever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you of things to come. Instead of being there, see in the screen, it shows move around, turn around, change that attitude, change that position, and you're going to see, get yourself in the place in which the blessing can come, the supernatural power is manifested, because it's not your power. It's his power. So, you know, the supernatural power, the divine power that was talking about at the beginning, where I started, is the one that is going to manifest the things in the physical that are already in the spiritual dimension that you have in you as a born-again believer. Are you still with me? Praise the Lord. He'll guide you into all truth. Do you believe that? Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Now, praise the Lord. This is what was already promised and explained very clearly. See, this is the way we grow. That's the way we are transformed. That's the way we manifest the things that God wants to do. That's where we receive the things for life and godliness that we need to manifest in our life. And it's not our power, it's his power, and he's coming up when we are in the right place spiritually. When our attitudes, which is something that we can detect very, see, you cannot connect with your spirit, but you can connect with your attitude. Do you see that? You know when you are ticked off. You know when you are depressed. You know when you are in unbelief. You know all these things. You know when you are greedy. You know when you are needy. You know when you have lustful. You know when you know exactly those things, and you can make a choice. You make the right choice, you put yourself in the zone in which the blessings naturally flow. From where? Not up there. From your spirit. Because all these things are there already if you are born again. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, you know, that you are all the things that are of God inside you. In your spirit. But in your body, sometime, or in your mind, you can be far off, even far off the charts. Okay? Don't even see where you have to go. But you start changing your attitude, change your position, and you are going to put yourself into the areas in which naturally blessings are raining down on you without doing any effort. The power of God is going to be manifested. Hello? Do you see that's too difficult? Do you see that is, you know? In the Old Testament, that was promised. You know, Ezekiel chapter 20, 36, you know, and there says very clearly, you know, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. And I will clean you from the filthiness and from all your idols. See, those are the things. Well, how did you do that? I mean, God is going to do poof like that. Jesus said it very clearly, chapter 17, verse 17, says, sanctify them, Father, you know, through your truth. Your word is truth. So, you know, that gives us the understanding, the ability to discern things, but then, you know, we assimilate that, we align ourselves with that, and that, if we are born again, it's automatically going to come upon us. And they say, I will give you a new heart. And I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the heart of stone and of your flesh and out, and your flesh give you a heart of flesh. So the idea is this. Our heart is where we decide what attitude we are going to take. See, the decision we make. We choose to listen to the Holy Spirit, becoming sensitive. The Holy Spirit tell us that attitude stinks. You have to change it. Are we responding to that, or are we? I feel like blasting them out. Well, I feel like that way. Well, go right ahead. But the result of that is, if you respond that way, your heart is going to be hardened, and the Holy Spirit is not going to guide you, and you are going to lose ground. But if you respond, what happened, you know, the heart is going to be softer and obedient, and is going to guide you, and you are going to be transformed, metamorphosized through the Word. Renewal of the mind, renewal of the heart. You are going to be empowered, because that is where the power is. It's not your power, it's His power that is already inside you. The Spirit of God is in you. But you, the gatekeeper, the soul, the area of your thinking, your choices, okay, the heart, has to let it through from your spirit, through your body, and first to your mind. You think, you make that decision, and then it's going to be manifested even in the physical. Are you following what I'm saying? See, this is not, I think, in a way, this is easier to follow. much more expanded than, for example, what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. It may appear on the surface, oh, this is complicated. This is work. No. If you don't do this, you have no faith, because faith is a fruit of the Spirit. You see, God does not only provide for us the promises, but he also provides us the fruit of the Spirit. Are not our work. He is given us those things that naturally come out from our born-again spirit. But we had to know that as well. If you don't have that knowledge, what you're going to do? Oh, you know, I had to start having the love of God here. I don't feel loving. I choose to be loving. I don't have patience. That way you're getting nothing. Patience produce fruit. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, here is expanded even better from my point of view than Paul. Because it gives you the framework and you put it together with Jesus' teaching on, you know, chapter 17 and following 14, 15, 16, and 17, okay, at this Last Supper, and you know exactly what God wants to do with you and how you're going to get the results. And it's not anymore a question of knowing all the theology and all the things that you have to understand. It's just a simple concept that is going to put you in the right direction and is going to put you in the place where blessing reigns there, falls through. Because it's not your power, it's his power. It's not your supernatural power. You don't have any. It's this power that is in you. And so you start understanding with the knowledge of him. Jesus operated the way we operate. And he operated exactly the way. So we look at him, we see what he got, and we learn, you know, he was always in the right place, in the right attitude. He dealt with the situation the way they were. Do you get anything here? I mean, this is kind of different maybe from what you heard before. The thing is, you have to understand what your born-again spirit is like inside you, because that spirit is where you are going to get all the things that you need. You don't need to go up in heaven. Salvation is not, oh, are we, you know, or down on the earth. No. Just the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. If you believe with your heart, confess with your mouth, that means you take that position. Confess is not just a question, blah, blah, blah. Confession means simply that you line up with your beliefs. Homologeo. The thought that the truth, you just say the same thing, do the same thing, take the same position. Praise the Lord. I could continue here for another 2 hours. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm just, you know, the Spirit inside us causes us to walk the right way. I had to take this up next week because there are so many more things that we need to talk about so that we understand. See, we have the knowledge to apply the principle to our life that is not anymore a legalistic thing. It's a dynamic interaction with the Holy Spirit, a communion with God, a communion with the Holy Spirit, the ability to connect moment by moment so that you know every moment I'm here, I know I can be any better place to be blessed. And he guides you step by step, all the things that you had to do. You don't need to even know them. You just figure it out by your position. You have the right attitude, and your attitude put into place that you understand the things that is needed at the moment, because the wrong attitude was the thing that was taking you out of the blessings. And complaining. Okay? What the children of Israel do all the time? They were complaining all the time. They had always the wrong attitude. And they died in the desert because of that. If they were the one that actually were open and were listening, well, we can certainly do it. I mean, doesn't take much to see the difference between Caleb and the other, you know, and Joshua and the other complaining guys. I hope you see that that simplifies your life enormously and get you out of religion and get you in a religion. You know, those who, you know, there is no condemnation to those who walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. For the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. So you want to be free from the law of sin and death and all the consequences of that that produce all the bondage. You see, the law of sin and death is the manifestation of all the bondages we have. But when you are right in the place in which the blessing, the connection, the unity with God, who is one with the Lord, okay, who has received what the result inside themselves has to be inside there, and you are going to feel it, and you're going to know it, and you're going to guide you, because you're going to stay there. See, this is why Jesus, you know, had a bit of a problem when he realized that he was going to be separated from the Father for even a short time. Because he walked that way all the time. He did only what he saw the Father's doing. We are called to do exactly the same. And we are going to get exactly the same result. I'm going to have to expand on that and I'm going to do it next time. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything today? Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. You know, if you... This shouldn't put condemnation on you. This shouldn't put you down. This is the way out of our problems. And it's not effort. You know, he doesn't ask you to take a step longer than your legs. The things that he calls you to do is something that you can actually do. Anybody can. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer. Pray together if you want. After I can pray for you and with you. But now let's just pray together. Father, thank you that you have a way for us to overcome all our limitations, all our problems. We can be set free by your power as we allow your power to be manifested in our body, because it's already there in our spirit. Thank you for the power that you give us as born-again believers. Thank you for the love that give us moment by moment, giving us the Holy Spirit to hear from you, to get your direction, to manifest your power. Is not our power, it's your power that we can manifest for all things that we need for life and godliness. There is nothing too big for you to do. This is why you said, all things are possible to them that believe. But those things that are possible are the one you provided in the atonement. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And receive it now. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.